Chinese security personnel are out in force today in and around Tiananmen Square, where yesterday five people set themselves on fire. The five were believed to be members of the outlawed spiritual movement Falun Gong. The incident has been characterized as the most defiant and drastic action taken by the sect since it was banned by the Chinese government nearly 2 years ago. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
Four women and a man covered themselves in gasoline yesterday, sat down in Tiananmen Square and set fire to themselves. The act was witnessed by a Western camera crew, whose film was confiscated by the police. The official Xinhua news agency reported the incident immediately, saying one woman had died of her injuries and the other four people had serious burns. The official media have made much of the event. They've used it to attack the group and its leader Li Hongzhi, or Master Li as he's known, who now lives in New York. Last night and today, police were out in force, checking IDs of Chinese and foreigners alike, and frisking people entering Tiananmen Square. But the supposedly planned protests to see in the Chinese New Year have not materialized. Falun Gong spokesmen in Hong Kong and the US have denied the five who set themselves alight were real practitioners, because suicide is forbidden by the group. Whether they were or not, the fact remains that after 18 months of militant crackdown by the government, Falun Gong is not being deterred from its activities. The Chinese government says it has to ban the group because it is an evil cult. Critics say what the government doesn't like is the movement's ability to organize demonstrations, shown clearly 2 years ago when 10,000 practitioners surrounded the party leadership compound, an audacious act not seen since the demonstrations of 1989. Journalist and activist Dai Qing is one of the few Chinese intellectuals to speak out on the issue. She says despite, or perhaps because of, the harsh police treatment, the government is fighting a losing battle.
Right now, the authority only use this way, use the suppression. But Falun Gong is not something scientist or something political, it's only belief. So if you use some political way to deal with belief, it doesn't work.
And Dai Qing's words have been borne out almost every day for the last year and a half. Falun Gong members, many of them middle-aged or elderly, have gone to the square in an almost Gandhi-esque show of non-violence. They open their banners, get arrested, and serve time in jail. When they're released, they do it all over again. 32-year-old office worker Lin Yong's husband has been arrested three times already. She herself was arrested too, but released because she was pregnant. She strongly denies she's anti-government.
I am a real practitioner, so I will not oppose the government. We are cultivating truth, benevolence, forbearance. We will not hate anyone who treats us badly.
But that attitude has been challenged in recent weeks by a posting on the Falun Gong website, allegedly from leader Li Hongzhi. It says that forbearance, one of the most important principles of Falun Gong, does not mean tolerating evil. Some have taken this to mean that Li is saying people can fight back against government oppression. But many ordinary people, like Lin Yong, say they're not interested in the political side of it. They just want space to continue their meditations and breathing exercises. She says it fills a void in her life and that she's not a revolutionary. Activist Dai Qing says Falun Gong is probably not a threat to the government in the short term, but that it is very representative of a broad seam of discontent within Chinese society.
It's not the Communist Party only hate Falun Gong believer, but he hate organized people. For example, the Christians in Guangdong province, the number more than Communist Party member. Right now, the Chinese government have so many troubles, and the Falun Gong trouble only a small one.
That may be so, but a combination of its problems could spell big trouble for the Communist Party. It's trying to turn its bankrupt state-owned industrial sector into a more streamlined market economy. As a result, there are millions of angry laid-off workers with no social security system. In addition, there's massive popular discontent about official corruption. And as the government continues to suppress social or political complaint, the danger is that a pressure cooker is building up within Chinese society. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.